This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. government accuses of sanctions evasion and circumvention to help Russia wage war against Ukraine. Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Matthew Miller is a spokesman for the State Department.
The department also designated numerous entities producing and repairing Russian weapon systems, including the Kalibr cruise missile used by Russian forces against cities and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Morocco's King Mohammed VI held a cabinet meeting on Thursday to discuss reconstruction following the recent deadly earthquake. The royal palace said in a statement that 50,000 houses were known to have been damaged by the earthquake, and it would provide shelter and 30,000 dirhams to affected households. It also pledged to offer reconstruction aid of 140,000 dirhams for collapsed homes and 80,000 for damaged ones. The Libyan Red Crescent aid organization says that the death toll from floods in the eastern Libyan city of Derna has soared to 11,300. The secretary general of the group says a further 10,100 are reported missing in the coastal city. Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding in many eastern towns, but the worst hit was Derna. This is VOA News. The long-running federal probe into Hunter Biden has taken a big step. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's son has been indicted on federal firearms charges, accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun 5 years ago. Hunter Biden had reached a plea deal that would include sparing him prosecution on a gun possession charge as he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor tax charges. But the deal fell apart in July. While defense lawyers argued that part of the agreement remains valid, prosecutors say otherwise. Hunter Biden's also under investigation for his business dealings and could still face tax charges. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Washington is not worried that sanctions imposed on Turkish firms as part of broad action against Russia could derail Sweden's bid to join NATO. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We continue to work with them to communicate that NATO accession is important for Sweden and should happen as soon as possible. And we take President Erdogan's assurances that it will happen at great value. And we don't see these as any way connected. And we don't see that in any way these sanctions should have any impact at all on that accession.
The Biden administration is set to impose sanctions on five Turkish companies and a Turkish national on Thursday, accusing them of helping Russia evade sanctions and supporting Moscow in its war against Ukraine, a senior Treasury official said. The action comes at a delicate moment for U.S.-Turkey relations, with Washington hoping Ankara will ratify NATO membership for Sweden. Raising hope for animal-human transplants, a pig kidney worked for a record 2 months in a donated body. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's the longest a genetically modified pig kidney has ever functioned inside a human. Maurice Mo Miller was brain dead. His body was donated to New York University's Langone Health.
We were able to push it this far without any significant major rejection event.
Massimo Mangiola says it shows this type of transplant is doable. The dramatic experiment came to an end. The pig kidney was removed. Before the body was returned to his family for cremation, there was a moment of silence in honor of Mo Miller.
Who has given us so much and contributed so much to our understanding of transplantation.
Dr. Vashish Tatapudi says this was a tremendous contribution to science.
And Mo's family needs to be commended for allowing us to do this.
The hope is to eventually test pig kidneys in the living. I'm Ed Donahue.
Three artworks believed to have been stolen during the Holocaust have been seized from museums in three different U.S. states. The artworks by the Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele were seized Wednesday from the Art Institute of Chicago, the Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh, and the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College in Ohio. They were previously owned by Fritz Grunbaum, who died at Dachau in 1941. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.